Mor Katan, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, 1-1. And this first Mishnah of the Masechta will set out the idea of Davra Aved, when it's permitted to do Malach on Chol HaMoed to prevent oneself from loss, but the restriction of doing something which involved Tircha Yasira, excessive work, in which case one couldn't do it. And the specific example brought is that of irrigating a field, of watering your plants, your trees, your fields. So, the Mishnah is going to bring in Shemitah, Shavias, as it's called in the Mishnah, during which one is also restricted from doing agricultural work. I'm going to read the Mishnah, sort of glossing over the Shavias issue at first, then come back to it, because they're really, although they intersect here in the Mishnah, they really are two different points altogether. So the Mishnah says, Mashkin beis ha-shlachan b'moed u'shvias. One is permitted to water his fields, b'moed, that's referring to chol ha-moed, and also on shvias. Now, the word beis ha-shlachan, the word is referring to, literally it means something like, it's from the Aramaic word, like thirsty, shlachan. So it's like fields that are quote-unquote thirsty, meaning they can't survive on their own without human intervention to water them. They're thirsty because the rain itself doesn't, you know, slake their thirst. So those are the types of fields in which one is permitted to water during Chol HaMoed, because if you didn't water them, that'd be a davra aved. Your plants, your trees, whatever, could die. And that, of course, is a significant loss. Therefore, to prevent that loss, we are permitting a person to water his fields on Chol HaMoed to prevent that loss. And same goes for Shvias, but I'll come back to that in a little while. The Shmitzir, I'll come back to that later. As one's water source, one can use a natural spring to water his field. Whether that natural spring has just recently emerged, no, because spring waters underground, but it doesn't always make itself evident, this spring recently emerged, or whether it's been there for a long time and it came from well before the Chol HaMoed. Now, the idea here is that when a spring emerges from the ground, so just as it was restricted, you know, it was trapped under the dirt, so it'll pop out from the dirt and water will now flow. But if it's not sort of like reinforced or cemented down and so on, what will happen is the water will erode the area around it, and very possibly the sand or the soil will fall back down and stop it up again. So the Mishnah is saying you might have thought wrongly that since it's very likely that a newly emerged spring will get stuffed up and need to be re-excavated, and excavating a spring on Chol HaMoed is definitely Tircha Yaseira, excessive work which would be forbidden, you might have thought there's a restriction to Rabbanan on using a newly formed spring, lest one come to excavate a spring on Chol HaMoed. But the Mishnah is saying, no, we're not concerned about that. If you have a spring, if it just emerged, you can use it while it's there, no problem. And use that as your source for watering your beis ha-shlachan, your field that needs watering. However, aval, says the Mishnah, ein mashkin lo mimei geshamim v'lo mimei hakilon. You may not use rainwater, meaning rainwater that's pooled in like a pond, let's say, nor mei hakilon. Hakilon, the word kilon refers to like a bucket, as the kind of bucket you would use to draw water out of a well, like a deep hole in the ground. So we're not letting you use well water. And the reason why you can't use well water is because if you ever tried it, to draw water out of a well, like in the ground, is a great deal of work. And that is called tircha yaseira, excessive labor, which is prohibited on Chol HaMoed. And one can't use a well, with all the work that's entailed in drawing water out of the well, to water his fields, even if it's a davra aved, even if the field's going to die without the water, and he's going to lose something, because even a davra aved, a thing that will cause you a great loss, is not permitted if it, to remedy the issue, requires excessive labor, tircha yaseira. And that's the case by drawing water out of a well. As far as mei geshamim goes, so that's pooled water, like in a pond, that resembles the well water so much, the rabbi said that if this year we let people use water that is rainwater that's pooled, and then next year they're liable to use well water, which is tircha yaseira. And therefore we have a din de rabbanan restricting rainwater, lest you come to use well water. So here, an example of either, you know, showing that the deraisa is there of watering, and therefore you have a de rabbanan to protect the deraisa, which is certainly very common. Or you have a rather uncommon situation of you have the restriction on water in the wells, water in the fields, I should say, is an Isser Derabanan, as we said before in the introduction, like the Rambam, etc. And yet the rabbis put a rabbinic protection to ensure you don't do the Din Derabanan, because it's that important and that likely a person will come to neglect the sanctity that Chol HaMoed should be afforded. Whatever the case is, we're saying using water from a pooled water from rain is forbidden on Chol HaMoed, lest you come to use well water. Now, let's just go back to the Shvias, the Shemitah issue. So in Shemitah, there's also a prohibition for doing agricultural work. On a Doraisa level, there really are three categories of restriction. Okay, those are Harisha, plowing the earth, Zriya, planting seeds, etc., and Zemira, pruning. Now, watering the ground is not one of those. So watering the ground is only an Isser Derabanan on Shemitah. Now you might ask, wait a second, on Shabbos to water the ground is an Isser Doraisa, because it's a tolda, it's like a derivative of Zriya. The third Nemalacha is one of them is Zoreya, to plant seeds, and anything that fosters plant growth is a tolda of Zoreya, including watering the plants. So watering the plants is Asur Medoraisa on Shabbos, but nevertheless, when it comes to Shemitah, we say that the toldos, the derivatives of these avos, these general categories, are only forbidden rabbinically. And that being the case, because it's a davar aved, people are going to lose their fields, they lose their plants, lose their trees, they don't water them. So therefore, we're going to allow people to water their plants on Chol HaMoed, on Shemitah, because it's just their abundant and we don't want to protect them from a loss. And since there's no restriction of tircha, of labor, or even tircha yasera, excessive labor on Shemitah, that's not the issue at all, it's just working the land, which shouldn't be worked. So once you're permitted to water your base of shlachan on the Shemitah year, your field needs to be irrigated to water it in a Shemitah year, so you're allowed, in fact, even to use well water and all the more so, you know, pond water and certainly natural spring water, it's not a problem, because that hesitation of people doing tircha yasera is not applicable when it comes to the Shemitah year. Now, finally, the Mishnah wraps up by saying, like almost like a new din, Ve'ein osin ugios l'gafanim. You can't dig rings in the ground around your grapevines. So the word ugia, it's hard to translate exactly literally. If you remember the story of Choni Amagel, we had it not so long ago in Maseches Tainus, it says he was ug an uga, which I think we translated maybe as like circumscribed a circle. But the point is that word, that ein gimel ug, is like the verb for drawing a circle, and uga is a circle, like a gul and so on. So here, ugiot are these circles that are dug around the grapevines, or really any other kind of tree as well. And the purpose of these ditches, these round ditches around the vine, is to ensure that the water like is sort of trapped there when you water it and doesn't roll away, to help the plants get watered better. It's not about plowing to improve the quality of the land at all. And that being the case, on Chol HaMoed, we're going to say there's no allowance for digging these ditches, because digging ditches is just a lot of work. That's tircha yasera. So no, we're not letting people do that kind of work for anything, even if it's davar aved, when it comes to Chol HaMoed. On the flip side, on the Shemitah year, since there's no restriction at all on doing tircha, it's just a matter of improving the land. And the point of these ditches is not to improve the land, but to help water stay by the plants. And watering the plants is, yes, permitted if the plants otherwise are going to die. So therefore, on the Shemitah year, it would become permitted to dig these round ditches around your grapevines to ensure that the water stays by them, to keep your grapevines alive so that they can survive through the Shemitah year and produce for you in subsequent years as well.